Hey everybody, it's Zip. Y'all know it's Tuesday. I know I've been missing some Tuesdays, but my son play basketball. I don't even got an excuse except for my son play basketball and I want to be there. And so I'm probably in the new year gonna change my date. So I'm trying to get everybody who booked on the Tuesday, get them done, and then I'm probably gonna change the date to a different date. But how is everybody doing? I'm not getting on here today and rant. I actually got a guest. So y'all don't got to worry about listening to me talk for a whole hour. Anywho, so tonight I have a wonderful guest from St. Louis, and he is going to talk about his music. I probably talked him to death before the show, so we'll know. He probably like, I don't want to talk now. This girl talked me half to death. Either way, it's Zip. I'm back. We're doing the show. We got YT33. He about to get on, and he about to talk about what he do. How he's supporting, where he going, his movements, and just listen up. Hey,
What's the word? What's the word?
what's going on with you? What's going on with you? So, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for listening to me rant and talk about a whole bunch of stuff that probably ain't make no sense. But definitely tell the people who you are, where you from, what kind of music you do.
My name is YT33 Rogers. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, aka better known in the past as YT Rogers. I am a pop soul singer by nature. I'm a producer, a book writer, a movie writer. Hashtag, it's too
Hey, hold on, YT. You did not tell me all of that behind stage. Now you come on here talking about you trying to show up and stuff. Now, okay, that's good. That's awesome. Can you explain? Because you know, like when I first started in music, long time ago, young person, when I thought about pop, right? When I thought about pop music, I would always think like, and this might sound crazy, but you know, they're like, black people don't do pop music. You know what I'm saying? But then they like, wait a minute, Michael Jackson is a pop artist. So when you say you do pop music, what is like, what kind of music? Is it kind of like a band behind you or just a different tone?
It's exactly what you said, Prince, Michael Jackson, and all the other greats. Yeah, that's the type of music I like. It's funky, it's groove, I guess you could say, yeah, that type.
Okay. So who was your biggest influence when you started doing music?
Of course, Michael Jackson.
Okay. I love Michael. I love Michael. My mama really loved Michael though. This lady was crying when he passed away. But you know, like she was crying like a baby. But okay, so Michael was like your greatest influencer. How old were you when you started doing music?
I was 5 years old. I started in the church choir. So, yeah.
Okay.
Background. I gradually moved up. About 7 years old, I started playing instruments, keyboard strings, and things like that.
Right.
So yeah, that was the start of it. Later on, about I guess you could say about 12 years old, I started recording my music on. Well, the young people ain't gonna know nothing about a cassette tape, but
Okay.
yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
I'll be like, what's that? Yeah, after that, actually went through the whole process up to date. I graduated from a Full Sail University bachelor degree in production. I'm a business owner.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So how is it being a business owner and doing music? Because I know you're definitely trying to push your music, but I know as an entrepreneur myself, it is hard, and I run two businesses and work a full-time job. So I know. So how does that go? Like, how does that come together for you?
It's all about organizing and scheduling. I guess you can say it's something like a personal and business at the same time. Like personally, I take my music personal. So when it
Okay.
comes to business, I don't try to tie the two in.
Right. Now that's what's up. What made you start, other than Michael Jackson, like what made you like start saying like I'm just gonna get into this pop music and this is what I'm gonna do? And like was it a passion or did somebody encourage you and say, oh, you good at that, you good at that?
Nah, it was like, well, my auntie, she was a great singer, and a lot of people in my family, and I learned at an early age that I could sing like them. I guess I used to look up to them and mimic them or whatever. And one of them caught me singing in the house or whatever, so it went from there, and they made me sing at church. So I was stuck and after they put me on the print line, I was stuck. I was like, okay. But the main person was, it was this station called 58. I don't know if everybody had it, but it was the station 58. It was on regular TV. It was called The Box. And one day I was sitting with my mom and we was watching videos. It was like BET. So Usher Raymond came on. He was doing Clock on the Dot. I'm like, hey, mama, I'm going to be just like him, real smooth like that and sing like that. She thought I was playing, but I was serious. So that's
Okay. So do you, because I just heard you say Usher. So you know Usher be sliding across the floor. You be dancing too? Like when you doing performances?
I be stepping.
I'm just gonna tell you, you do not look like you be dancing. You don't even have that look like I'm a dance. So you will really surprise somebody, one, to get on the stage and do pop music, you know what I'm saying? And then two, to start dancing. I'd be like, what happened?
He's sliding.
What's up? That's what's up. So where are you trying to take this? I know you got a lot of businesses that you run in, but I know right now we focused on your music. So where are you trying to take this music?
Well, actually, my music, it's been established for quite a while. I got four plaques on the wall. I'm actually starting to do music for more of the young people and teach them how to get into it. My next step is to be in St. Pete's, Florida, though. Bear River 25th, I'm doing a spotlight concert for y'all. So I'll be down there real soon. I've been on the countdown with DJ Eddie for 9 weeks now, consecutive.
I was gonna mention that. I want you to go ahead and tell them no. That's what's up. That's how do you like that experience? Like you going into, like you in St. Louis, and you probably in some other places. So you like, I'm coming to St. Pete now, I'm finna blow the spot. Are you doing some promotion already? Like other than the podcast, other than DJ Eddie, are you doing some other stuff that's gonna get your name out there so people come and see who you are?
Yeah, like I said, it's hashtag a lot with me. So I'm doing flyers and videos, all types of stuff. Yeah, my team along with it though. Like, I don't do it by myself. I got an actual like team that I built. So yeah, they in the mix with us.
That's what's up. And I'm glad you said your team, because it do take a team to kind of like help with this. I know people think that artists just get out there themselves, but it'd be a lot of people that's connected into that to make them, you know, who they are, or support them and who they are. Because you already who you are, but to support you and who you are and where you're trying to go. So you say you do movies.
Yeah, my book, it actually turned into a movie script.
Okay.
I guess I started off gradually writing this book called A Man Full of Purpose. And I took it up to a level of a movie. So now it's like three characters, David, Sean, his two friends, and the movie based off of a young boy. He's spiritually intact, fighting off spiritual demons that nobody else can see when he's younger. Mm-hmm. And he started gradually fighting spiritual life, like going through life and conquering and climbing up elevation or whatever. But his friends, they actually didn't know they were spiritually intact with him.
Right.
Part of the path. So yeah, it's coming along.
Now, is that a little bit of your life in that movie, or is it?
It's based off a true story. That's the great thing about it. Yeah.
That's what's up. I think that's good. I always like when men come on and they say they write books and stuff like that, because sometimes people think that just looking at a person, oh, you can't imagine somebody writing a book. I think it's a great thing to write a book. Is the movie out yet? Are you still working on the movie? You still getting it done? I know movies take a little minute.
Yeah, I'm still working out the scenes and things like that, and the scripts and stuff like that.
Okay. In your music, is it like love music, or is it like conscious, or where would you put it at?
It's all around the board. Like I can jump in that body at any time. Whatever my mind frame is on, or the beat is giving me the vibes of and the energy of, this the concept of the song at that moment.
Okay. What's your favorite? What is your favorite song that you have out right now?
It would be two. It would be I'm Blessed, and the one that's on the radio right now, Something About Him.
Okay. So I heard Something About Him. So the I'm Blessed, I'm going to listen to, since those are your favorite two songs, so I can hear what that's about.
It's a visual coming to I'm Blessed real soon. I'm almost done with the video to that one. So
that's what's up. So other than doing your music, being a producer, like you just an all-around entrepreneur, like you said, hashtag, 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 what else would you want to share with people that is like, hey, you know, I got this going on too, so look out for me in this way?
I don't really know. I guess I'll say
support. Don't be modest. Go ahead.
Of course, support don't cost a thing. So that's the best thing I tell you. Support in any way, sharing posts, like everything. Views count, all that counts. So yeah, just support the way you support. And that's the best way you can get me to where I need to go.
Right. When you said support, I always think, because I always tell people, like, it's not always the people that are close to you that's going to support you. Sometimes it's the people who outside. When you first started doing music, when you first started doing your production and all that kind of stuff, did you feel like, man, nobody not supporting me? And how did you get past those feelings?
Definitely. Like you said, the close ones that I thought would be the most biggest supporters of my music, yeah, I had a lot of feelings about that. I was all in my fifties. But I got past that knowing what you said. I start reaching outside. I start seeing more outside support from friends and people I didn't know. So it showed me.
Right. That's what's up. I know, like, sometimes being an artist, getting up on that stage in front of lots of people that you don't know, you know what I'm saying? And you just kind of, like, looking at their face. Now, do you do something like close your eyes, not try to look at them, take your glasses off, put on shades? What you do?
It's when I first get on stage, if it's the right crowd or I feel nervous, my auntie taught me a trick. It's like you find an object in the room and you focus on it until you start grooving it with the music, and naturally you'll just break out of it. You'll be singing to the crowd in no time.
Right. I like it. I definitely like it. So what do you see yourself in the next? I would say like next year. Where do you see yourself in the next year? Because this is about to be 2024. So
the year of Kobe, I will be standing next to Jaquez. I'll be standing next to Usher. I'll be standing next to all the greats at the Grammys and everything else we got going on in the entertainment. That's what's gonna happen.
Right. So you got the push on right now. Like you like, I'm on fire, I'm not stopping. This one, I'm going to be at the Grammys. Now, when you go up to the Grammys, make sure you give a shout out to Zip Mouth. Because just like, I'm going to give a shout out to Zip Mouth. You know what I'm saying? So definitely. Well, is there anything else you would like to share with the people? A little bit of your background? Anything like that?
Well, shout out to my whole team, Go Beyond the Label. Shout out to Andre Church. Shout out to Young Teezy, Boss Man Teezy. Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to the whole St. Louis, St. Peace. Shout out to DJ Eddie. Shout out to Janelle and you. Let me see. I need you people to go vote for me before the time starts ticking this week. And keep on doing it so I can stay on your countdown. If you like the song Something About It, tap in with 96 Black Power with DJ.org. Go to there and vote for me. And y'all know, I got the posters. And if you want to follow me, everything is YT Rogers or YT33 Rogers or OGERS. So that's the way you tap in. I help a lot of people too. So don't think this is just for me. It might be for you, because I'm a great producer and it's a lot of doors that could be open. I ain't going to sit here and holler y'all long or sit here and brag or none of that. All you got to do is step in. I'm going to help you handle.
That's what I told you. Didn't I tell you before we got on the show, this is your time to shine? If you do something that helps people, you know what I'm saying? Especially in this industry, because really you don't find a lot of people, genuine people trying to help. The music industry is dog eat dog. You know what I'm saying? So when you find those good people, you got to hold on to them. You know what I'm saying? You got to hold on to them and you got to respect where they come from. So whatever you do, definitely y'all go follow him. So you on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok?
Yep, everything.
Okay. And on your YouTube, because I know people love to go to YouTube and watch like videos and listen to the music and stuff like that. What is your handle for the YouTube?
It's the same, YT33.
Okay.
ERS, YT33 Rogers.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your time. I know you're at work, so I really appreciate your time. Definitely that.
One more thing I forgot. For all business owner and local artists that's trying to get a spotlight too, I also do a radio show, Streets 100. I am your DJ, Thump the Sound. And if you're trying to promote your show as well, yeah, we got, I got you with the commercial. We'll rap about it over here. Y'all tell me.
You know what, YT, we'll have a conversation after this, because didn't I tell you, know, I'm like the auntie now, didn't I tell you this was your time to shine? This is what I do this podcast for. You know what I'm saying? I do it so people can, people in the community can know it's other people out there that do stuff. And it's not always about, you know, you doing something for me. Sometimes it's about me doing something for you. I love to see successful people, and I love for people to come on and express their success and to show that they support other people in their success. Because if we could keep that going, then it could be more successful people. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely, y'all heard that man say he got a radio. He your number one DJ. Y'all ain't playing with him. This man is ####. I love it because I'm that kind of person. So when you a workhorse like that and you got your hands in a lot of different things, that's where you get that power from. You know what I'm saying? That power and that strength. I appreciate your team because they really, you know what I'm saying? You could have brought your team on too. But I forgot that. Yeah, you could have brought them.
Another window. I'm bringing them along this time. I'm bringing
Definitely bring them along next time, because it's always good to see a whole team so people really see what go into this music industry, what go into being a producer, what go into being a DJ, because it's not as easy as they think. You know what I'm saying? It's not as easy as they think. So one thing I love to do on the show, especially when people come on and do an interview, is I like for them to leave the people with like a positive message, something that will help them. And it doesn't have to be about music. It could be just something about life. You know what I'm saying? That you would like to share.
Okay. It all starts with your reality. You are your reality. If you manifest and you believe with all of you and the faith in you, things start to happen. I'm going to keep it real simple for you. Numbers mean everything. If you start decoding the numbers the right way, you will break out the matrix wall. But you got to tap in to know more.
I say. Thank you. If people, that might have went over some people's head, but the power is the power. You know what I'm saying? So that's the power. Y'all heard what that man said. You understand? If you don't understand, definitely tap in with him. Can you share again your handle so they know where to find you, so they know where to listen to your music?
Our social media is at YT33, Rogers. That's YT Rogers. YT33 Rogers.
YT33 Rogers. So y'all go follow him, link up with him, add him as a friend, because y'all know if y'all trying to inbox him with some information, you got to add as a friend.
1,900 something, I ain't letting it happen. Right.
So you just, you know, like, hey, you know, I want some information on blah, blah, blah. And he going to get that information for you and support you. He'll be in St. Pete. What date will you be in St. Pete?
February 25th,
he'll be at the Spotlight. He'll be our Spotlight artist for the Factory Social Sundays. Y'all be seeing me post about Social Sunday. So y'all come out and support him and his music. Is your team coming with you, or you just coming by yourself?
It's a few people that's tapping in to come with me. So yeah, okay. They gradually saying yes to it. So yeah. Some of them planes. That's the point right there.
Okay, that's what's up. I got one more question. So in St. Louis, are you currently under a label, or are you just your own independent artist?
I'm my own independent.
That's what's up. I love when people are independent. That's awesome. So again, y'all tap in with YT33. This man do a whole bunch of stuff. Now y'all don't miss the bus, don't miss the blessing. So let him show you something different. Because different places, you know what I'm saying, got different things going on. And you just never know unless you tap in. But I definitely appreciate you. I know you got to get back to work. Thank you for your time. Y'all tap in. If you could stay on 1 minute when we click off, just 1 minute. But I appreciate y'all. Y'all know, as usual, I love everybody. Thank everybody who always watch the show, who always inbox me like, why are you doing the show? I appreciate y'all. And I love y'all for the support and the love. YT33, y'all tap in, y'all find him. Power 96, go on there and vote for him. Vote so his son can continue to stay on there. And then y'all be at Social Sundays February. No, y'all be at Social Sundays every Sunday. But February 25th, YT gonna be in the building. He gonna slide across that floor because I gotta see it. I still gotta see it. So he gonna be in there. He gonna do his thing. He gonna bring his team with you. So be prepared to network and just enjoy yourself. All right, y'all. Love y'all. Good night.